Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, that's that new math with the calculator, syllabus, my hands and my toes. And the threes and the fours and the fives and the sixes and the sevens and the eights and the eight. I'm sorry. Good morning. 244-9234, but you can't call in. I got a guest on the line today. We're going to talk some good stuff about good things happening here at Ben Davis High School. But as always, I always talk with my students, because if my students stay home, I get a vacation. And if my student ain't producing the show, I get a vacation. And if I want to do no work, I get a vacation. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
I got kind of stuck on the vacation
thing. I understand. Are you trying to say that you'd like a vacation?
Boy, I need a vacation bad. I mean, bad. And then I talked to my employer, and I do work 3 days a week, and I found out that I don't have personal time off days.
Wow.
Because I changed my employment status, and so I misread something. So it's like being in commission sales or like real estate. When you don't work, you don't make any money. So you don't work, you don't eat. So you take time off. It's on your dime. You get the time, but you don't get the dime. Oh, boy, I need some coffee. Let me drink some coffee real quick. Max?
Yeah?
I'm depressed.
All right.
And maybe the good principal here can help me with my condition, because she used to talk to, she still talks to students when they got issues and stuff, you know, whether she wants to or not, because she's just that kind of person. But before I get to my guests, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got planned for the weekend?
So I'll be calling the Warren Central Ben Davis game tonight.
Man.
It is going to be a fun one.
Huge.
Biggest game of the year.
Man.
So I'm excited for that. And then Saturday I have to be back at Monrovia because we have a soccer game against Addicts at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that.
Wow. Well, that's going to be a game.
West is best.
Yeah, West is the best.
Yep.
Yeah, it don't mean to rhyme, because we got the time. The West is the best. But, I mean, you can be busy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope. Well, BD, you got to win. What's our record now? We 2-1.
Two and two.
Okay, something like that. I missed the last one. You know, get old, you got to do things. You know?
No, I understand.
Speaking of things that doing stuff, our students are doing a lot. So what are my students up to, Max? What they up to on the thing we call the up?
Well, we talked about it. Ben Davis travels to Warren Central tonight. Our pregame show is at 6:15. Kickoff is at 7. Owen Poley and I have the call of that one right here on Giant 90.9. And fall break will be here right before we know it.
Already.
October 8th through October 23rd. That means no school. That means no school talk. And that means vacation for Emerson. So I know he he's so very excited. You can obviously hear it right now as he's making his Emerson noises. So our social medias are at WBDG, and except for TikTok, at Giant90.9. All of our podcasts are on audioboom.com, and School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
That was funny. Emerson noises. Okay. Mrs. Ernest, I need help. I need her. That was a good one. That was a good one. Anyway, I got guests. I got guests on the radio. I got guests on the air. That thing. And in the studios, we have one of the greatest persons that I know, because she really, really loves our young people, or she really, really wouldn't be here. That's an awesome, awesome fact. Good morning. This is Jessica Ernest. She is... It's a principal. You get a title in front of the. It's principal of instruction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I get to help teachers with instruction, professional development, which is kind of like coaching teachers, which I love.
Yeah.
And then I'm in charge of all student activities.
All student activities. And speaking of student activities, and used to be a student, on the line, we have Mr. Adam Clark. Mr. Adam Clark, good morning. Welcome to School Talk. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
There you go. Mr. Adam Clark has a distinct title. One of the things we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about Purple Rain. No, not the movie, which I love. I love Purple Rain. I love the movie. I love Prince. But when talking about that Purple Rain, he's the originator, the creator of Purple Rain. We're going to talk about how that all came about and why that's important and why school spirit is important, because you can't take it for granted.
What's so important about school? You just go to school, get your education, then go back home and cut the grass and clean up your yard and take out the trash and eat the food and go back to school and do that stuff. You don't need no school.
Okay, I'm making my Emerson noises again. but we're going to talk about that and stuff and things here on Giant 90.9. Before I do that, I got to dig into somebody's Kool-Aid. I always ask this question, and my mom always said, ladies go first. So, Mrs. Ernest, can you tell me, it's Mrs. Ernest, right?
Yes.
I thought so. I've been out a while. What high school did you go to?
Ben Davis.
I pushed the magic button, because she went to high school, not because she went to BD. She got to go to high school in order to go to the next place. Then where'd you go to college?
Then I went to IU and IUPUI.
Back in the day, we called it Ooey pooey.
Yeah.
And they're changing the name again.
I know. They're separating the two schools.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
For me, I just think it's kind of sad. I enjoy calling it Ooey pooey. Ooey
pooey. That's really. There'll be a new nickname. It'll be okay.
Yeah. Ooga pooga. Baka waka. Baka waka waka waka. Boom bang boo. I'm sorry. And Mr. Andrew Clark, I probably know the question to this answer to this question, but where'd you go to high school?
Ben Davis High School is the one and only.
Yeah. Now, this is what I do not know. Did you have the opportunity to make it to secondary education, or did you just go to work?
I went to Ball State University.
Ball State?
Chirp.
Hey, push the magic button. Education is so cool. I always ask that question because, going to high school is the platform, is the springboard to something better, whether it's an awesome career and some type of job or awesome secondary education in trade schools or in the academics of a four-year, two-year college. I just always want folks to understand that don't stop at high school unless you're a Bill Gates-type individual. And I haven't met many Bill Gates-type individuals here on the West Side that can just go from high school right to being a billionaire. And if you can't, I'll be your Uber. And if I can't, I'll be your boober, whatever. but education is so important. Now, we're going to talk about a lot of things happen here at school, school spirit. We got the homecoming week coming up.
We do.
And why that is important. So let's jump right into it. And homecoming week is very, very important. But I want to talk more about, both of them, but I want to talk about this school spirit thing and this purple rain. Now, Mr. Clark. Why they say you the originator of that?
I feel like I might be getting more credit than I deserve. Although when I was at Ben Davis, as you know, the pool of talent to make things like the basketball team and the football team, there are a lot of incredible athletes at Ben Davis. And so, I mean, if I was standing before you, you would say, clearly you didn't play football or basketball, so what did you do? And my contribution to the excellence of Ben Davis was to stand up at the front of the student section with my friends and initiate some pretty wild cheers, some wild activities that brought the students together in support of our friends who are actually playing the sport. So that's kind of how that happened. And some of those cheers became pretty iconic. We would do them like with great regularity and enthusiasm. And I would like to think that we got deep into the psychology of the other team. And we took up residence in their brains for the game and really messed with them. That was part of the move.
Well, see, but then I want my good principal to chime in. But school spirit goes far beyond the typical pep rally, and it's nothing typical about a Purple Rain pep rally. First of all, both of y'all can contest that. There's nothing typical about it, but it goes beyond that. And I got some questions, but I want you both to chime in right now. Why school spirit is so important, Mrs. Ernest?
I think that school spirit for our students connects our large, diverse student population to all come together. And Adam is super, super humble. But I think that what made Adam very unique was that he spoke to so many different groups of students. He was involved in the band. He was good friends with the athletes. He was athletic himself. Bringing all those different groups of people together at one time was so special and so cool. So when I talk to the current Purple Rain leaders, I always remember that piece that I was like, how does Adam know all of these people? Because you do kind of get in your niche and you kind of get in your group of friends and you get in your thing. You get in that daily grind where you wake up, go to school, follow your schedule, go home and kind of do your thing. And it's easy to kind of stay in your lane, stay in your vacuum. And I think at Ben Davis, what is so special in comparison to any other school is how diverse and how many different opportunities and how many different levels of excellence we have, whether that be our athletic teams, but also our co-curriculars, this radio station, BDTV, theater, speech. I mean, we just had our ISSDA Hall of Fame debate teacher. Okay. So, I mean, just the level of excellence is just so top notch. That being able to recognize all those different groups and different people. And Adam did that. It wasn't just going to the football games. It was supporting everyone and all of their achievements that they were doing in the school.
Adam, going back to the time when you were a student, I know you're probably saying, do I have to? Come on, dude. Give me a break. Leave me alone. Stop making me remember these things. Oh, my God. Now, going back to the time, what was you thinking as it pertains to school spirit? And I got a follow-up question to that for both of you. But what from a student's point of view, how huge was that for you?
Oh, man. Well, first, let me say, Jessica, you humbled me with that. You are very, very kind with your words. I appreciate that so much. And I do think that the truth behind what Mrs. Ernest, I guess I should say that because it's students tuning in. They don't call her Jessica. They call her Mrs. Ernest.
I got that problem too, bro. So
but what's true about what she's saying, I think, is like core to the human experience is a sense of wanting to belong to something. This feeling that you don't want to do life in isolation. You don't want to be removed from other people. And I made it my joyful mission in high school to create a sense of belonging, not to like need that from other people, but to just like joyfully embrace everyone and like, hey, we all belong to this. This is really special. And like Jessica said, we are so surrounded at Ben Davis by like incredibly gifted musicians and singers and athletes and academics that there's always something good to celebrate. There's always something good to belong to make other people feel like they belong to it and they belong to each other. That like when everyone recognizes the excellence in one another, you realize like this Ben Davis thing is very special in a lot of different ways. So I can remember in high school getting the chance to stand on the sidelines and cheer for my friends that I would like sit next to in algebra the next day and then like sit next to them in algebra and be like, how did you catch that pass? Yeah. Or, like, how did you make that shot? What was going through your mind? It was like all on you. And that feeling of just genuinely loving and being enthusiastic about the lives of the people around you. And like Mrs. Ernest said, like there is an incredible amount of diversity that I think prepared me for all kinds of other areas of my life, just to connect to people that are from different backgrounds than me. So I treasure that so much about my time at Ben Davis. That was so important and so special. So, yeah.
That's one of the things about getting a little older and looking back. That's something that a lot of folks who have that opportunity, and when they do it, similar to what you're doing and Mrs. Ernest, looking back at what you were doing back then and how it has shaped you now. And I don't know, back then, did you guys think about the impact of what those moments would have on your life at this moment?
No. I don't think so at all. We were just, I think, living in the moment and enjoying every ounce of high school, our high school experience. I was teased. I was talking to Mr. Vanderbush, and I was, reliving and talking about how special I think my time in high school was. And he goes, really, your high school time? And that's the awkwardness and, grief and sorrow. Like, I'm like, no, I can't remember a lot of negative time. My high school experience was so special and so important to me, so significant. I think in the path that I took, that I wanted to come back and be able to give back the same way that the teachers that had that impact on me and helped shape my life. So hopefully we're doing that.
Yeah. Adam?
I love that, Mrs. Burns. That's so good. And I would say, similarly, I didn't realize in real time how much of an impact those moments in high school would make on me. In real time, I think what I was thinking was, and this is true, I would get in the faces of several of my friends in the bleachers at a basketball game and say, tonight, if the difference between winning and losing comes down to us, we will win. And I would be like just so manic on the sidelines. And I would do this thing, Emerson, that I would call the slow motion wave, which is very self-descriptive. I would run across the front of the stands in at full speed. And then I would go, no, we're going to do it in slow motion. And I would run by the stands very slowly. And I'm telling you, this thing was hilarious. Like, the opposing team stands that would face us would be cracking up. And it would be like this wild, joyful, communal energy in the middle of a high school, otherwise a very contentious high school basketball game. It was so fun. So in real time, I was like, how can I make this the most fun for me and for everybody else? And honestly mess with the other team in a way that we would win. Like, we would do this cheer where we would, every time the other team would dribble the ball, we would scream boing, and every time they would pass the ball, we would say whoa, and every time they would shoot, we would say ah. And I got, you have to believe that a high school basketball player is not ready for a couple hundred people thinking up the word boing with every time they would bounce the basketball. But they were really thrown off by this, and I love doing that. Okay, but what it taught me is, honest truth, as a leader of anything, the people who are following you will not go higher than the ceiling that you set for them. Mm-hmm. And so in my wild energy on the sideline, what I didn't know I was doing was I was giving everybody else around me permission to be a little weird and feel great about it. Right? Like, let's go as far as we can and be enthusiastic and not be self-conscious and worry about whether or not we're cool when we do this. Let's go wild and let our friends know that we support them in a wild and beautiful way, right?
Right.
And this is like, this is the weirdest analogy that anybody at my church would be like, you think what? But I'm the worship leader at my church now. And okay, in some ways, genuinely, I'm doing what I did in high school in the front of the student section in front of my church on Sunday morning. I'm
please, are you Adam, is the slow motion wave been with the congregation? Because if so, we need clips.
So much. Yeah.
So maybe it's similar, but not exactly the same.
You need to bring it back.
Worth trying.
You need to bring it back.
I hear you now. Slow down for God. Life is too short. You know, life is too short. It's time now to slow down for God.
I can see Adam up there. And everyone would follow. He would. Everyone would do
work.
It.
Yeah. That would.
I'd be like, I've never done this before, but hey, let's do it.
Yeah, I would tell my pastor, I'm dropping some money in the bucket. Yeah. I want that. I want that every Sunday morning. Yeah. I want that every Sunday morning. I want to slow down for God. And everybody slow down and they'll relax and they'll. You can do that.
Good. I love it.
Good.
The key is, go ahead.
That feeling of, if I'm willing to go first, if I'm willing to go hardest, then other people will feel the permission to follow that.
Exactly.
And so that's maybe what I mean, is that principle of leadership of just being willing to set a high ceiling for other people to feel comfortable sitting in.
Yeah, I can see why now, from a faculty or a staff member point of view, and really from is that how important school spirit is, because it brings people together. That's pretty obvious. And also brings together to work towards a common goal. Now, if you take all that spirit and put it back into academics, and you, as you do your projects, man, talk about grades and, and GPAs and attitudes and environment, positive environments inside school with all the natives out there in the world, you can't live without the school spirit. Mm-hmm. It'll be a boring joint, you know, place to go into, like, Not like my job, but, you know, my job ain't boring. Sometimes I'm not making the money, but that's another show. But it's like, it's so, so important. Time is, sorry, 7:51. Time is flying so fast. Homecoming week.
Yes, next week.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so next week's our homecoming week. Our Purple Rain leaders and our senior class officers have put together some spirit days. Adam would appreciate this. We last year we had one of the most epic spirit days. I feel like anything but a backpack. I'm looking forward to that one coming back. I think they're gonna save it. Adam, you can look it up, or I can send you some pictures later. But so next week we start Monday with Adam Sandler Day. So wear your biggest, baggiest, and ball caps to school. Tuesday we will be bikers versus surfers. Oh, whether you are on a road bike or motorcycle bike or bicycle or surfer, you pick. On Wednesday we are pink and preppy, so on Wednesdays we wear pink. On Thursdays we're going to be nice and comfy so we can be relaxed and ready to go for the homecoming football game on Friday, which we will be purpled out and ready to take on Lawrence North in our homecoming game.
So good. Now we got the homecoming week, football homecoming dance.
Yes.
Party like in 1999. I'm sorry. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I'm all about bringing BD grads back, and we are doing just that at the dance. So we have Roy Fry, who played ball here back in the 90s. He is going to be our DJ. He is amazing. He DJ'd at one of the home boys, excuse me, basketball games, and so we're bringing him in. We have a 360 photo booth, and the Touchdown Club is decorating. Our theme is A Night in Paris. The dance will be here at the high school in the Commons and Cafeteria, and it will be held from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, September 24th.
Adam, did you went to the dance, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I did. Yeah.
Now my question is, you know, I know, did you go do your slow thing at the dance? Did you slow thing, Diane?
This is school talk.
No. Get them all together, you know. Tell DJ, I got to do my thing, you know. Here we go. And but, you know, here's the kicker. If you did do it, everybody would jump in.
Yeah.
I
didn't do the slow motion way, but I did my fair share of wild stuff at dances that I would probably stand back and watch a video of myself. It's like, oh my goodness, son. You've got a future ahead of you.
Oh, man. High school time is so important. That's why folks in my audience, why I have my guests talk about their high school experience and actually talk about what they're doing right now, to show you how correlated they are. In some form or fashion. So you guys know my history a little bit. In my hometown's Terre Haute, but I went to four different high schools and didn't finish none of them. I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. So I missed out on a lot of high school experience. But one thing I do remember, going to a sock hop. Mm. A sock hop. Okay, Max, you know what a sock hop is?
Nope.
Any idea?
I have absolutely no idea.
It was a dance.
Oh.
But you wore socks.
Okay.
You didn't wear shoes. Because you couldn't mess up.
Is that really what they was?
Seriously.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know it was a dance. I just didn't know it was.
Yeah. It was a dance, but it was in a gym, but you couldn't wear street shoes on the floor. And back then, we were kind of like, So everybody didn't have two pairs of shoes. You didn't have a pair of tennis shoes. And if you did, you couldn't wear them anyway, so you had to wear socks. So we had popcorn. It was at Gerstmeyer High School. We had popcorn. So we had soccer. But those experiences stuck with me as I got older. And believe me, I got older. And it's like, how important those experiences are, because they do play a big impact on on the future. 7:55, I'm almost out of time. Impact Clubs. You in charge of clubs, too?
I am in charge of clubs, too.
Now, y'all remember the day back in the day we had club with Mr. Allen? I don't know if Mr. Clark remember that. We was here during that time. Had my black suit on. We used to highlight all the clubs in the school. But now, what is Impact Club? How does that work?
Yeah, so students get to sign up. We know that our students are involved in a lot of different things. And so after school becomes the time, I'm sure Adam can attest to this, where you're kind of having to pick and choose because you have basketball practice going on with choir practice, and you want to be able to participate in everything. And we want our students to do that. Mm-hmm. So Impact Clubs gives our students an opportunity to join a club that meets during the school day, and they will plan. They have most of our clubs still meet before and after school as well, but this provides that in-time person during the school day for them to meet. We have a an exceptional number. I think the highest number of impact clubs that we've had. I think that as we're coming back and transitioning from the pandemic, our students really, really want to be involved. And I just keep using the word they're thirsty. and so we are providing that water to our students. And it is so unique, from the great outdoors to our Stew Crew, junior and sophomore leadership groups, Giant Kingdom, Diamond Council, just, art clubs, dance clubs, everything you can imagine.
It's on the website. It's on the website, yeah. Adam, if... For you, and then even back then as a student, and it is definitely back then as a student, you apparently felt more motivated with school spirit. And then can you imagine your time without doing what you did and bringing forward? Can you imagine a time we didn't have these clubs and all you did is come to school and go to class, your academics, and just get your reading, writing, and arithmetic? Okay, I'm a little old.
I can't imagine that. It was such a core part of what it meant for me to be a part of Ben Davis, was to love that school and to bring together friends underneath that love of that school. It was all connected to me. So.
That's awesome. And for you young folks out there, reading, writing, and arithmetic. It was reading, writing, and arithmetic, not reading, tiny, arithmetic. Because that was the three threes back then, reading, writing, and arithmetic. They want to get those three. Then big thing with me, and when I was in high school, they said go to high school and then go get a job. And then when I started having kids, I changed it to go to high school and then go to college. Now I don't have kids anymore, and I say go to high school, go to college, and get out of my house. But anyway, because kids don't want to leave home nowadays, man. No, I ain't going out there. The world is rough. No, I don't want it. Mommy, can I stay home? I don't want to go. So, Adam, what are you doing nowadays? I say you're a worship leader at your church. What else are you doing?
Yeah, so that's actually my part-time job. I work full-time as a senior manager at an insurance company here in Fort Wayne. It's called Brotherhood Mutual, and it's headquartered. Yeah. It's a national insurance company, but it's headquartered here in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Allen County. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Up there in Fort Wayne. Last time I went up there, we beat up on that one high school.
Snyder.
Back. The girls. The girls' championship. At the championship game, it was in Fort Wayne. I can't recall what year that was, but we became champions.
Bria.
Bria?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's the next era of girls' basketball, Adam, if you haven't been following. So they forgot about us. The Shira era. My era. But
Shira's here somewhere.
She just relocated. She got a job at Nike. So
I ain't mad at her.
Oh, John Easter. Maryville, 2010.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Easter. That's the man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a fun fact. So in high school, we beat Snyder in the state championship game, one of the two times that we won state while I was there. And my wife is a Snyder graduate. She's from Fort Wayne. That's part of why we relocated up here. So one time we were driving by her old high school, and their field is called Bowser Field, and it's sponsored by a car dealership in town that I promise you is called Ben Davis Automotive. their field says Bowser Field, brought to you by Ben Davis. And I'm like, we own you so
we
hard.
Totally we own actually, them.
We own your field. Like, it feels so good to have this much ownership.
I love that. I hope we see them again and I can say that. And Adam's next new tax. So we, at homecoming, we're going to see the class of 2020. 2012 and the class of 97. They're both having their reunions. Last Friday, you might have saw the '02 class of '02. So James Banks was in the house and several of other football players. And Adam is our class president of the class of '03. And so you will probably be seeing us around here shortly, too.
Whoa, push the magic button. Whoa.
Slow wave.
Well, it's 8 o'clock. This half hour goes so fast. But I just want to say, before I close, before you guys close out, you know, between with school spirit, you got to have it. The motivation, the pride you get from that. Students take great pride in the school when equipped with the proper supplies. And the supplies, not necessarily pencils and paper and pads. It's the supplies of the environment. They come from the environment, feeling you belong. Like, this is yours. This is your place. You know, and you can... what you're doing gives you motivation, that motivation to do that classwork, to do the right thing, to go to class, to not fall asleep in class, unless it is a class on sleeping, like sleep.com. But they don't teach that anymore. They never did teach it. Okay, I'm sorry, Max. I went off on something else. But anyway, don't fall asleep in class. But it's like school spirit is so important from the teachers all the way down, from administration all the way down. And I'm so glad we have it here at Ben Davis High School. So before I close out, you guys got anything you want to part? Adam, you got anything you want to part with my students before you go do whatever you do in the world of helping people have a better life?
I am so thankful for my time at Ben Davis. And if I could do it again, I wouldn't do it differently. It was a very sweet time, a really fun time. And I think that I would encourage students that are there to have a really long view of their life, to know that they're going to be adults someday, and to do high school in a way that brings the kind of joy and connection and school spirit that they'll look back on their time at Ben Davis and be like, that was really special and good, because that's how I feel about it when I was there, for sure.
Awesome. Homecoming week, Monday, September 19th to the 23rd, 2022 football homecoming dance, September the 24th, here at the high school. Mrs. Ernest, you want to drop anything?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
that. That's a dollar. I'll keep that. Just got her.
Oh, you totally got me. I just looked on the ground for a dollar. I am thirsty. I'm just really, really excited to bring homecoming back. We've not had a traditional dance. We haven't had a dance like this in some time, in 3 years, I think. So we are ready to step it up on the dance floor, and we hope that everyone purchased their homecoming dance tickets. They're on sale during lunches. They will be... and sales will end Friday, September 23rd at 1 p.m.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Adam. You have shown through your action why you were here and your actions, what you're doing now, that how important the high school experience can be. And we appreciate all that you did then and all that you're doing now in our community. And Mrs.
Thank Ernest, you guys for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you. Hey, good, good, good. And Mrs. Ernest, we thank you 1,000% of what you're continuing to do for our young people here in the school. We know you bleed purple, and we know Adam bleed purple too. We know you love our kids, and I still call them kids even though they're young scholars. But when you get to be 67, you're calling everybody's your kid. Mm-hmm. Everybody's younger than me, so that's kind of cool. But keep on doing what you're doing, and your energy is real. It can start some good positive fires in school, and keep on what you're doing and take care of yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much, Emerson. And thank you, Adam. We really, really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, guys. Go Giants.
Mm-hmm. Go Giants. Beat up and warn. And to the parents.
Yes.
And to the teachers. Our students have so much to give, like Adam gave. You must teach them to be the investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. The Giants. Think about the folks. Hey, Adam, think about the folks you were hanging with back in high school. That's what I'm talking about. Your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be a copycat, just copyright cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. A young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. Do you see my sagging anymore, Mrs. Ernest?
What'd you say?
Do you see my sagging anymore?
No, but the 90s are back. The 90s are back. There's
different style clothing.
Yeah, little baggy. Maybe it will be back.
Little baggy. So remember, don't forget that Adam Sandler Day, roll out in bed in your baggiest clothes for Monday, September 19th. Show how baggies are back. I like baggies. I like elephant ear pants, too. You remember elephant ear pants?
Yeah.
smashing on my elephant right there. Like elephant ear.
Look, we'll show you a picture.
Yeah, max elephant ear from State Farm, State Fair. I understand those. Yeah, but elephant ear, I don't know that. But if you was passing the school talk, next if you was in the Wayne Township, my views and not the views of Giant Point Nine or Ben Davis High School or the school board or the guy on the corner or Max or Roger in the corner. Hi, Roger. I say hi to my student in the corner. Next week, I got Max. I don't know what you got next week. I ain't going to be here.
That's a good point. Good point.
We'll find something to talk about as stuff and things as my great, great scheduler, Mr. John Easton. He's awesome when he gets my guests here on School Talk. And like you say, during the fall break, I'll be on vacation because this show does not produce if a student's not producing the show. So therefore, I won't produce a segment or produce any content or produce any lettuce. So till next week on School Talk. Go out. Oh, who's that? Oh, wait. Oh, Education Foundation, Lisa Bay.
Well, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Listen, Max, man.
You're fired.
Oh, well, it's been an honor and a privilege these past 18 months to have been the producer of School
I just
Talk.
Kid. Mom, I'm just kidding. Mama, good morning, Mom. I'm just kidding. I'm not firing Max. You know, he's got a great mom and pop. You know, I not met Roger's mom and pops, but Max got a great mom and pop, so they're good people. So until next week, we'll talk to Lisa Bays next week, the Wayne Township Education Foundation. Always doing great things for our young scholars here in Wayne Township. Been doing that for years. And if you join that board, you're going to work. I used to be a member of that board, and you work. It's a working board on behalf of our community. So see you next week on School Talk.